highlights, analysis, and the game stats so far. It's time for the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Halftime in Montreal. Saskatchewan Rough Riders unbeaten traveling east this season. Well, they're leading here at halftime. 7-3 is the score. Montreal taking a moment to honor one of its truly great defensive players in their history in John Bowman, who at the age of 75 in 2019 was still an absolute force, to the point where I kind of wondered if he would play this season. Luke Bowman, what at his finest, was incredible.
Oh, man, I'm taking it in. I'm watching this, and so it's a great day for number seven, man. He did so much for this organization. He did so much for this province. Again, the most consistent player in the CFL on the defensive side of the ball for his whole career. It's great to celebrate the great players that come through this league, and it's a great day.
Yeah, they set up the tunnel with the smoke so John could explode from it, but yeah. In retirement, you don't have to charge out of the tunnel anymore. You walk at your own rate.
I'm going to let him know about it, too. He's about 25 pounds heavier than he was when he last put on a uniform, but COVID it's made victims of us all.
Luke Mullender and I in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers. Best in the bidding business, McDougallAuction.com. Riders leading 7-3. Cody Fajardo, 4 of 9 passing for 57 yards. He's added a scramble for 3 yards. You've had some concerns about Montreal's bringing that blitz. How would he deal with it? What are you seeing from him? He's got receivers, but he's not wanting them.
I think that, again, he sort of alluded to it in his postgame or pregame comments when he said, well, I'm going to try to take a hit and hold on to it a little bit longer to get it farther down the field. But for the most part, especially in that first quarter, he was passing up guys that were wide open and probably could have got him a lot closer to a first down. So I think that in the conversations he's about to have with Jason Moss and the rest of the guys, like, look, guys, there's guys open. Let's just take what the defense gives us, right? And let's not try to the big play will come. The more we take what the defense has given to us, the big play will come. And there have been some times there where he's been able to set his feet and throw the football. So, again, you just got to keep building. But, again, the offense is being helped out tremendously here by the defense. They've been playing well. Granted, they've had a few drives put together against them. But when they've been in those second and long situations, the defense has gotten off the field.
You mentioned what the defense has given him. Luches Purifoy with the interception deep in his own end that he returned to about midfield. Pete Robertson with a sack. A.C. Leonard with a sack. Jonathan Woodard with one as well. 3 sacks from this Riders defense. I mean, with the bad field position, well, let's say it this way. With the good field position Montreal has had and been given, that the Riders' defense has allowed only 3 points is a real testament.
Sorry, I was saying that one more time.
I was saying, with the field position Montreal's offense has had, that the Riders' defense has shipped only 3 points is a real testament to them.
Yeah, exactly, right? Again, they've just been... And that's what you got to do, DT, right? Like, you got to be road warriors. This is how the season plays out at the end of the year. You got to remember that the Saskatchewan Rough Riders normally play the Montreal Alouettes very early on in the summer. This is the deeper part of the year. You're in deeper waters, and right now you just got to scratch and claw to stay close. They're up 4. But here's the problem. Both teams will take this. Both teams will take this.
True.
So the fact that they're up 4 is great. But the fact that Montreal is probably in their locker room right now saying, hey, you know, we're actually giving them heck, guys. Let's continue on a roll. The scoring will come. I'm telling you right now, both teams will take this result coming into half. Now, this third quarter is hugely important because here's the thing. If the Riders can keep going into this third quarter, you know, they've been pretty solid when it comes to the fourth. Jason Shivers has always managed to put a scheme together in the fourth quarter to preserve a lead. They've been doing that at a high rate for the whole time Shivers has been this defensive coordinator.
Saskatchewan has essentially had the extra possession in that first half because there wasn't much of that Montreal possession to end the quarter. Montreal starts with the football, presumably after they deferred after winning the opening coin toss. That is something we will discuss in a few minutes from now. We're about 11 minutes away from the second half kickoff. Plenty more to talk about in the halftime show, including our standout stat of the half on Cody Fajardo, 4 of 9 for 57. That's brought to you by Reliance Heath Water Heater Rentals, now renting in Melville, Yorkton, Estevan, and Weyburn. Call today at 522-5860. 66. We'll go to break for McDougal Auctioneers and Redhead Equipment. The Halftime Rewind is next on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Breaking down the game so far, it's the Halftime Huddle on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
They'll head it, stand back, hit the backfield as fast as can be. Anthony Lanier explodes, stand back. The ball is down, the ball is up. It's through the uprights of the Alouettes, our first on the board for Schiltz looking left. Now across the middle, pressure's got him, and he's going to go down. Matthew Schiltz is down, and A.C. Leonard with the standing backflip to celebrate. That's where Fajardo's looking, screens it back to his left. Powell, 30, 35, 40. Powell's on the run, 45, made a man miss, 50, cuts back. William Powell with a substantial gain. Montreal first and 10 from their own 42-yard line. Left hash mark, three receivers to the right. They've been running a lot on first down. They will throw here. Schiltz buried inside his own 35. He will go down hard. Schiltz gunning in a window and caught by Richie White. Broken tackle. He's into Ryder territory with a surprise first down. Down to the 45-yard line. And stand back in the backfield. He's over 50 yards already. Fake it to him. Schiltz looking left. Gunning. Downhill. Intercepted by Purefoy. And he's on the run. 35. 40. He read it like a book. And look at him go. 50. Cuts back to the left. And Luchez Purefoy returns it to almost midfield. First and goal from the three. High snap. Powell shared the middle. Jumped over a man. Spins off another man for the touchdown. William Powell spun back to his right. He's telling Money Hunter out about it. That is the Halftime Rewind brought to you by Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. Is John Bowman in with the dancers here, the Halloween dancers?
No.
I should. How
his
do you?
French is terrible. I'll tell you what, his French is just absolutely horrible. I can't wait to grind him for that. It was, but again, it's better than mine, so it's all good.
Yeah, come on. If he's better than you are, how can you grind him down, buddy?
Because he's that my boy. That's what you do.
That just doesn't feel.
Get on top of guys.
Riders up 7-3, six first downs, four of them coming on that final drive. Net yardage 138-72. Neither team exactly lighting it on fire in this one. Montreal averaging just under 5 yards per play. The Riders averaging just under 4 yards per play. But at least another team is being punished by penalties in this one, and not the Riders.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I mean, the Montreal Alouettes—they've been shooting themselves in the foot, right? They've tricked off a couple really good chances for some great field position on off the punt, and again. You come into this second half seeing them up by four, and you're like, "Wow, what's happening?" Right. So again, I likened it to one of those big rivalry games in the NFL, right? Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Browns, right? Just slobbering over everybody, you know what I mean? Just knocking each other senseless. Again, line of scrimmage, I think that whoever wins it in here in this second half is going to end up on top when the game's over. So, big game for a big game left. I mean, sorry, a lot of game left here for both sides.
Yeah.
And again, the opportunities here for each team with a win. I'm sure the nerves are going to start to show for some of these younger guys, and that's where your vets then take over, right? That's when your vets who've been there say, hey, you know, let's lean on me, right? Lean on me, and we'll get through. And I'm looking forward to this second half. And again, I know that it's not what people have wanted, obviously, but you're up for it. There's nothing to be mad at.
A win is a win. Pre-game storylines, Montreal's relentless blitzing. Well, they keep doing it. They've brought down Cody Fajardo three times already in this game. And Kian Schaefer-Baker has been in the game. As we mentioned, Mitchell Picton, the starter, comes onto the roster this week, goes in as the starter. Kian Schaefer-Baker, the backup. It feels like reps have been split pretty evenly between the two when they've been on the field. Schaefer-Baker with one catch for 12 yards. No Ryder has more than one catch, and no Ryder has more than 19 yards that William Powell does.
Yeah.
Remarkably, there have been some plays. They've been so close to that big play, though.
They've gotten close a couple
there.
Times. Yeah, it's been
it's
there a couple times. And again, one of the nice things about that is it's been there for the Riders, and it hasn't for the Montreal Alouettes. They haven't managed to get anything going when it's been second and seven plus. They've been going in the run game,
yeah,
and that's been good. They've been knocking guys off the line of scrimmage. But again, when it's come down to those second and long downs, the Riders have done really, really well. A.C. Leonard, Micah Johnson, those guys, when they get the opportunity to rush the passer, they are making these guys pay. And Tony Washington right now, who normally wouldn't be looked at as the weak link, he is absolutely the weak link right now. He's getting treated like a turnstile out there. Let's hope that continues.
See what happens as the Riders attack the Alouettes left tackle. Just under 4 minutes to go until the second half kickoff. For the Wireless Age, your Sastel authorized dealer, Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, and Dagelman Industries. We'll take a break, come back with third quarter action after this. You're listening to Rough Rider Football on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.